Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week I've been talking about the prophetic ministry of the recent popes. Every baptized person is baptized into the life and ministry and mission of Jesus, and we're baptized into priests, prophets, and kings. Well, St. John Paul II used to say that one of the fundamental things as Pope, one of his responsibilities was to read the signs of the times and interpret for the church what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because the whole point of the life of the church is we're baptized into Christ, baptized into His Spirit, and to live in the Spirit, to walk by the Spirit, to live in obedience to the Holy Spirit is life. It's how the church is guided and fulfills her mission. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in the programs this week, I'd encourage you to do that. It's a different kind of week here on Fire on the Earth, because I'm looking at the moment we're living in, what we're living through, and to see it through the optic, really the prophetic optic, the mind and the heart of St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI, and now Pope Francis. They do an amazing job helping us understand the spiritual root of the radical transformations and the deep disruption of culture that's happening and the marginalization of the life of the church. I mean, there's no question that we're in a ferocious spiritual battle. And in our lifetime, I'm about to turn 60, so I've been around a while. It's hard to believe I reached that age. But in my lifetime alone, the church has gone through a radical transformation in Europe, in Canada, United States, and a tremendous falling away of the faith. In the last 25 years, the Archdiocese of Boston, once just a hugely active Catholic diocese, has gone from something like 330 parishes down to 120 parishes. And Pittsburgh has gone something like from 177 parishes down to 58. I was doing some work recently in the Archdiocese of Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Atlantic Canada, where there's a tremendous, very significant collapse going on, but they're going from 48 parishes to 18 parishes. I hear on occasion that Chicago is about to go through a huge reduction from over 400 parishes to possibly under 200. There's a very serious drifting away from the faith that's going on. I've talked in the program here many times, a theme that Bishop Barron underlines again and again is the rise of the nuns in society, not the religious sisters, the N-U-N-S, but the nuns. Those, that is, people, Americans who self-identify as having no religious affiliation whatsoever. Back in the 70s, it was only 3% of America's population. In 2015, it's 25% of the population. And for those 30 and under, up to that time, in 2015, it's reached 40%. And the most shocking statistic is for Catholics 30 and under who are baptized, that is, are baptized as infants or somewhere along the life, that nearly 50% of those who were baptized Catholic now self-identify as having no religious affiliation. Well, one of the fundamental things we've been hearing is we've been listening to St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict say that at the core, what we're seeing is the very temptation in the garden of Adam and Eve to believe the tempter that humanity is better off without God, that God can't be trusted, that somehow God is our adversary, that God is not for our good, and that the only way forward for us is radical self-reliance, radical autonomy, and to reach for a special knowledge that comes from us that we acquire and that we lean on, and we don't trust God. Really, the violation of that famous proverb, rely not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Well, that's what's being thrown off by society and culture. And underneath it is a deep rage, friends, in the human heart against God and the rule of God. Man wants to be God. Man is insisting on his radical autonomy from God and creating a space here on earth that's a God-free zone. Or if there is a God, it's a God who I shape. I'm the master. That's the issue. Yeah, we can have gods and all kinds of gods and a spirituality that people can have. But what they don't want, as Pope Benedict XVI said, is they don't want the God of Israel. They don't want the God of Mount Sinai. They don't want the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want his commandments. The very thing Jesus came to tell us, that was his very food, the way to life and happiness and freedom, was not to throw off commandments, but to embrace God's commandments as our very food, to be fed by them. And that humility before God, receiving our identity, purpose, and destiny from God, this is the way to human fulfillment and sanity. But the world is saying no to it now. And that same attitude is affecting many, many in the church, which is causing them to fall away. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday, that Pope Benedict simply said, look at Romans chapter 1, Paul's characterization of the spiritual struggle that is with the human race always, the temptation to suppress the truth about God, to ignore God, to be indifferent to God, to suppress the truth about God, God's claim over us, his design, his purpose, his plan, to suppress it and refuse to give thanks to God, to live in a relationship of thanksgiving with God. God, you're my Father. You made me. I love you, and I thank you for how you've made me, and I receive it as a gift, and I give myself back to you as a gift, and I give myself in imitation of your Son Jesus to others as a gift. That's the fundamental definition that Jesus has given us of what it means to be a child of God, to follow him. And don't ever forget what Jesus said so clearly: if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. He said lots of people are going to say, Lord, Lord. They're going to say my name. But I'm going to say, I don't know you, because you didn't obey my Father's commandments. That's how God understands love. If you love me, Jesus says, you will keep my commandments. Not if you love me, you'll go self-create and make your own commandments and do whatever it is you want to do. To be indifferent to the Father and to be indifferent to the gift of Jesus, his beloved Son, to suppress the truth about God means also to suppress the truth about Jesus. He is the Son of God who said, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life. I'm the truth about who God is. I'm the truth about what it means to be human. And he said, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. And the self he's talking about is the very thing the popes have put their finger on here. Man's power and his capacity to simply erase God from his horizon, to exercise his freedom against God rather than for God, to say, I can't trust you because if I have to submit to you, that means I'm not the source of my own design, my own life. I'm not the master of my own destiny. And to submit myself to anybody or anything other than who I want to be submitted to, if I want to at all, is a humiliation. So God becomes an adversary. And Jesus himself, the Son of God, who is love and mercy itself, becomes an adversary. Well, we'll take a Jesus that we shape, and as Pope Benedict XVI said at one point, that we first empty him of his significance, of his power, of his majesty, and his total claim over us as Lord. We reduce him, and then we reshape him in our own image. And we make sure that he fits what we demand for our life here on earth and who we say we're going to be. Because something different's not driving us. It's the will to power. It's self-creative freedom. It's radical autonomy from God. And it's fundamentally a lie. And we can see the destructive effects all over the place. I mean, I could spend the rest of this week talking about it. I just want to touch on a few central things, because at the heart of this, and what the devil's really after in deconstructing our relationship with God and dethroning the place of God in society and the recognition in our laws and the way we live, the habit patterns of our life, the values that we hold up, that are consistent with the Ten Commandments and consistent with God's plan and purpose. What the devil really wants is he wants to destroy, he's after destroying family in our time, which is why we're seeing the deconstruction of the family, the redefinition of family, why human anthropology is being turned on its head. We don't know what a man is, we don't know what a woman is, or it is what we want it to be. There's 125 genders, whatever is out there right now, that it's all fluid and there's no design, there's no purpose, there's no ultimate plan and revelation of God's purpose and meaning in this design. It all has to be thrown off in my attempt to defend and protect my radical autonomy, my desire to self-create, as it were, to become God. I get to be God. That's the contemporary world, really. And so the family and the definition of family stood in the way of some people's desire to completely redefine it according to their own image and their own design. And to say, what I want to create is just as significant as any definition there ever was. In fact, the definition that has been present throughout human society forever is oppressive and it's intolerant and it's hateful and it's bad. And the only way we can be happy is to stop oppressing and stop being intolerant and let everybody just define it for themselves according to their own feelings, according to their own emotion. It all sounds fine, but at the heart of it is a spiritual battle. It's warfare. Here's how Pope Francis put it. He said, "Today, the whole world is at war, trying to destroy, not with arms, but with ideas, the family. The great enemy of marriage today is gender theory, certain ideologies that seek to destroy marriage." Again, there's a prophet who's reading the signs of the times. The world is saying this is freedom in life. And Francis is saying, no, this is an attempt to destroy God's purpose and God's design. Cardinal Sarah, he said, "Today we're witnessing the next stage of an effort to build utopia without God." What is this? He said, "Not an ideological war between competing ideas, but it is about defending ourselves, our children, our futures, generations from a demonic idolatry that says children do not need mothers and fathers. It denies human nature and wants to cut off an entire generation from God." That's the point. We used to say, as the faith goes, so goes the family. But the reality is now, what we know is it's almost the reverse. W. Bradford Wilcox, sociologist, put it this way. He said, "The recent history of American religion illuminates what amounts to a sociological law. The fortunes of American religion rise with the fortunes of the intact married family." Mary Eberstadt put it this way. She said, "What we see again is that family decline and faith decline operate in lockstep." And finally, Sister Lucia, from Fatima, "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family." That's why the spiritual battle around the family is happening. Friends, I hope you can tune in tomorrow. Let's continue this conversation.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.